From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A senior United Nations official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza could get worse in the coming days and said that civilians, especially children, should not be targeted. Tabrook Zerahoun is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
Israel must uphold its responsibilities under international human rights and humanitarian law. Lethal force should only be used as a last resort, with any resulting fatalities properly investigated by the authorities. We will therefore also continue to urge Israeli security forces to exercise maximum restraint to avoid casualties.
At least 16 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces, confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years, along with the Israel-Gaza border. Israel accuses militants of carrying out attacks under the cover of protests. A roadside bomb blast has taken the lives of two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American and the other British. Five others were wounded. In the meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria. The U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy Islamic State began in 2014. Voters in Sierra Leone are at the polls today for a runoff presidential election after 16 candidates failed to clinch the 55% of votes necessary to win in the first round earlier this month. Voters are casting their ballots for either the ruling party presidential candidate Samora Kamara or opposition candidate Julius Maada Bio, second time BU has run for the nation's top office. This is VOA News. Afghanistan is preparing for much-delayed elections now set for October. Members of parliament and local district officials will be on the ballot. Senior election officials say much needs to happen quickly in order to meet that October deadline. The Kremlin has given marching orders to so-called unfriendly diplomats from several Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. More from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Russia has now fulfilled its promise to retaliate against the expulsion of scores of its own diplomats from Western countries by doing the same in kind. In rapid succession on Friday morning, the ambassadors of countries ranging from the Netherlands to Australia were summoned to the foreign ministry in Moscow. They arrived moments from each other. The ministry says they were handed notes of protest. Several told Reuters afterwards that they had been given only days to prepare for some, but not all, of their diplomats to leave the country. It came a day after Russia announced it was expelling 60 American officials.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Pope Francis presided over the Way of the Cross procession late Friday, reenacting the crucifixion of Jesus. Francis listened intently as the Good Friday meditations were read. This year, the meditations and prayers were composed by students, in keeping with Francis's dedication to address the hopes and concerns of young Catholics. He spoke of hope that so many missionaries carry with them as they risk their lives serving the poor, the rejected, the immigrants, the exploited, the hungry, and the prisoners. The Vatican estimated 20,000 people attended the procession. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a quarter million communion wafers to the congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the holy bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Korea will take part in the next two Olympic Games in Japan and China. That, according to International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, who said that on Saturday after meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang.
We had a very fruitful visit to DPRK, with good results and agreements in different respects.
Athletes from North and South Korea marched under a unified peninsula flag at the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang a couple of months ago, and the two Koreas have seen a significant thaw in tensions ever since. The United Nations Security Council has blacklisted dozens of ships and shipping companies over oil and coal smuggling by North Korea, boosting pressure on Pyongyang as he plans to meet with South Korea. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.